Welcome back to News Talk 1370 WCOA. Real news with Rick Allison. Yesterday, the Escambia County Commission held a committee of the whole meeting. Supervisor of Election David Stafford briefed them on the latest numbers about redistricting. And there was a discussion over what I like to call the battle for Perdido between Commissioner Doug Underhill, District 2, where it resides now, and District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bragash. And we've got Jeff on the line. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me aboard.
All right. Tell us about the battle for Perdido. What are your thoughts, and why would anybody want Perdido?
Well, you know, a couple of things. I wasn't really going to say much yesterday, but Commissioner Underhill immediately rattled off, you know, what he was going to take from District 1 without any thought to, you know, the elected officials that sit there currently. The first thing he wanted, and I sent you the map, was to take Precinct 95. Well, that's where, you know, duly elected ECUA member Vicki Campbell sits. So he was just going to, you know, yank her right out of office. It's also where two very important schools for District 1 lie geographically, Bailey Middle School and Helen Carroll Elementary. So, and if you would have gone further with what he wanted to take everything south of 98, which would have been parts of Precinct 73, 55, and 61, which would have taken another school out of District 1. So he threw all that out there just kind of nonchalantly, and I just kind of, you know, I just kind of said, look, I think we need to start at the year 2000 lines and work backwards. And of course, from there, you know, he kind of lost it a little bit and was not real happy about that. But, you know, what he threw out was a non-starter with a lot of mumbo jumbo and, you know, platitudes, but it really added up to nothing. It just goes right in the rubbish heap because it won't work. It's a non-starter.
Well, part of the redistricting is that the county commission and the school board have always worked together on that process.
Of course.
Last time you were on the school board side. So for that has always, because it impacts both. ECUA can do it differently, but they try to follow it too, because I think it gets confusing for voters if they're voting in, you know, you live in one district for ECUA and a different district for the school board and a different district for the commission. It gets way confusing, and the elections get confusing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's for that reason that in 2011, when we did this last time, we worked very closely with the county commission, the school board did, and we took the 6 to 7 months necessary to do the job properly. Now, for reasons that are still unclear, you know, Commissioner Underhill and Commissioner Bender are really, you know, appear to be really pushing the process when it does not have to be done this year, especially with COVID and all the challenges that we had getting the information late. I've been of the mindset that we should not be beholden to artificially created deadlines. The legislature says it has to be done in an odd year. We've got about, you know, 3 months left till this year is over. As you see, it's going to be incredibly challenging fixing these lines between districts 1, 2, and 3. Now, 4 and 5 going to be a piece of cake. I get that. But 1, 3, and 5 going to be difficult. And to your point about working together with the school board, in the year 2000, my brother was a school board member. He lived in southwest Escambia County at the time. And the county commissioner at that time radically altered District 1. He took Perdido Key out and picked up a lot of area in central Escambia County, Marcus Point, some other precincts. And my brother was not happy about it, but, you know, in deference to the voters and in deference to Childers at the time, you know, he said, look, I guess I'll go along with it. And I think I'd like to go back and start from that map because of the population growth we've had. I think that makes sense. It doesn't impact Doug Underhill, as he's already said. He's not running again. He's a lame duck. And it just makes sense, and then we can work backwards from there. But I'm not going to let him knock Mickey out of office. I'm not going to let him take 3 schools from Kevin. It's just not going to happen. He won't have the votes to do it.
Well, and District 1 used to hug Perdido Bay, and so that you know, it followed that whole coastline of the bay going all the way out to Perdido. On the numbers, your district picked up the most voters, didn't it? If I remember correctly.
Yes, we did. We've grown significantly. And that's why I think, and I've spoken with Kevin, and here's the other thing that I want to make clear to your listeners. Prior to yesterday's meeting, I had spoken specifically with Vicki Campbell and Kevin Adams specifically about this topic. Now, there are people on chat sites online calling me a liar. It's simply not true. I had spoken specifically with both of them about it. They were both in agreement. Vicki, in fact, just this morning I spoke with her again. She would like to remain where she's at. would rather not be knocked out of office. Kevin would like to keep the three schools, not lose them. You know, the thing to think about with the school board, Rick, is if we did what Doug wanted, you know, Kevin Adams would have like six schools, and Paul Fetsko in District 2 would have like 14 schools. So that's a non-starter, and it's something Doug should have really looked into before he just started, you know, throwing out his ideas of what he thought made sense. What he said actually made no sense. It was illogical, and it won't be supported.
Well, in the past, we know that concessions have been made. Elvin McCorvey for District 3, his district was carved out slightly differently. Larry Walker, similar in District 5. So this isn't an unusual process. So, well, as always, it'll be fun to watch and see how the battle lays out. You know, that's what
I don't look at it as a battle, Rick. I think what we're going to do is do it the right way. And more than likely, you know, unless we suddenly come to some kind of consensus, more than likely it'll be kicked to 2023. I just think to rush it and not get the demographics right would be detrimental to the county and would put us in lawsuits. These are very, very we've got to do it meticulously to get the counts right, to get the African-American percentage in District 3 right. It's not as simple as Doug believes it to be, because he has no idea. He's never done it before. I'm the only one on that dais who was there when we did it, and we took 6.5 to 7 months to do it right. So I look forward to it, but we're going to do it right. And if it means kicking it to 2023, you know, I'll be an advocate for that.
All right. Jeff, thank you so much for coming on.